is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program here at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, we've been talking on and off throughout the show tonight kind of about Buddhism. It kind of stemmed from an email that had come in from Zeus, who was clearing up a discussion we were having about the Tibetan monks who've been setting themselves on fire. Actually, you don't have to be a monk to set yourself on fire. Not all the people, I should say, not all the people from Tibet who have immolated themselves were monks. So many of them were just regular folks from Tibet who wanted to protest various different aspects of Chinese, the Chinese government imposing itself upon the Tibetan people.
If we could for a second, I'd just like to talk about this because we did have Tom Ball self-immolate here in Cheshire County. And
that's
this,
right.
This was
over the court system.
Yeah. I'll tell you that just in my conversations with other people, I worked in a building that was nearby the courthouse, and people just were like, oh, this is a crazy guy. So instantly dismissed him.
Mm-hmm.
Where on the other side, it's a compassion issue. It's like, you know, if this guy was so passionate about his beliefs, if he felt that strongly about it, he deserves your time.
Yeah.
10 minutes of your time to read what he has to say. And that was
well, his letter was way longer than 10,
okay.
A 10-minute read.
Okay.
Well, but I agree with you. If somebody does set themselves on fire, maybe you should find out why. Maybe you should take the time to investigate.
At least, I mean, I don't think, personally speaking, I would have to be very beset with something, be it anger, rage, grief, whatever, to even consider that as an option. It's much like suicide. It's even worse. A worse prospect than suicide to me. So to hear that this man was in such a space that he considered this his best option, and then to talk about it here on the show tonight and say, you know, there are people all over the world who are doing this. You know, if you're not paying attention, you need to pay attention. I think these people deserve
Absolutely.
Time. And attention to what they're protesting.
You know, if one sets oneself on fire, you don't really enter into other people's worlds as thoroughly as, say, Al-Qaeda and the Unabomber. But the Unabomber had a manifesto. Al-Qaeda certainly attempted, Osama bin Laden put out several audio and video tapes. I don't think a lot of Americans have spent a lot of time going through these things, which were even more integral to American society than some guy setting himself on fire. And I just think that people tend to naturally only be interested in what's going on in their world.
I totally understand.
Or can easily dismiss the things they don't understand or don't want to understand or can easily be dismissed as someone who's crazy.
They want a soundbite. The news says, you know, whatever the soundbite is, and that's it.
Right, and that's, I think, what Nemi is complaining about here, rightfully so, that people will just blow something like that off. And this is a huge statement to make. So that was what I wanted to know, and that's why I was the one who went down to the courthouse and did the research necessary and wrote up a piece about what happened, basically scooping the local newspaper
on
the story. And that piece has resulted in a whole lot of traffic coming to freekeen.com. It has been consistently one of the most popular stories on the site, even months and months after after the fact. Despite all the mainstream media ignoring this story,
or wanting
thanks
to
the internet,
under the rug,
it has gotten some play.
And I appreciate, absolutely, wholeheartedly appreciate the effort that you've put into holding people accountable. Because for at least a month, I watched a kid who is in charge of groundskeeping there at the courthouse scrubbing the char marks off the sidewalk. And it was just
a month?
Intense.
They had it painted over the next day.
No, it wasn't painted over for at least 2 weeks afterward. Because I watched the kid. And I went out and I would stand and I would watch the kid scrub. And
it was painted over. I don't know what you're talking about because I took the photo of the burn marks, and then when I showed up the next day, it had been painted over.
perhaps it had been painted over initially. I know he was out there working on it for at least 2 weeks afterward. There was it was either that the chemical burns on the side of the building or there was something, but there was work being done to paint stripes and get you know erase the any evidence that there was that he had done this. So let's go back to business as usual. And it was I've really felt for the kid because he couldn't have been more than 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out doing the groundskeeping. And could you imagine as a 20-year-old, you just get this cushy job with the county that you're just going to be going out and doing some groundskeeping and maybe a little gardening, pull a couple weeds, trim a few bushes. And it's like, oh, you come into work one day. It's like, oh, hey, guy set himself on fire outside. Here's a broom and a bucket. Go scrub.
Here's some degreaser.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Conrad is listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call, give my report a few days late, but I went to the North Dakota GOP state convention this last weekend.
Sounds terrible.
Woke myself up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm from Fargo. I drive down to Bismarck. Spent two grueling days. Got a hotel and everything.
How long does it take to get from Fargo to Bismarck?
Oh, 3 hours.
3 hours, okay.
Four hours if you're half asleep like I was.
Got it.
So, yeah, North Dakota is pretty small, but I just could not. And I used to live in Morehead right across the river, and I was active in the GOP there. I could not believe the level of corruption and just dead-eyed cheapness of the blue hairs in the North Dakota GOP. It was ridiculous.
Give me an example.
There's obviously the voting for the national delegates. That's the important part. So there's 25 seats available, and they gave us a ballot with 25 people on it.
Mm.
They said, these are the approved people. But that's not true. That's why they were able to take nominations from the floor. And we wanted to get them to print up a new ballot with all the people who are eligible.
So let me see if I've got this clear. You were handed a ballot with 25 names on it. They said you can vote for one of these. You can vote for all 25 of these names because 25.
These are the 25 people you can vote for the 25 seats.
And basically these are the good old boys.
Yes, pretty much. And I mean, they won with an overwhelming majority. Now, of course, that's going to happen. Who's going to take the time to write in some names that aren't even on there up there?
Well, wait. I thought. Well, hold on. So the Ron Paul people just weren't there in force. They weren't.
There's nothing we could do. We made up maybe 30%, but the rest of the constituency, they just didn't care. They thought we were there just making trouble, and they're like, sit down, shut up. What are you trying to cause such a ruckus for? We have other things to do. Let's hurry this up.
And we've got the platform to debate.
Yeah, right.
Well, no. And this is the part that it just makes me sick. Most of it was just nominating speeches. I'm not kidding. 90% of the time was nominating speeches, talking about how great this or that or the other candidate was. There was no debate, no discourse, nothing at all. It was a complete farce. It's 100% corrupt. It is a joke.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. And it sounds like nothing has changed since 2008. When were you involved back then, Conrad?
Yeah, but in Minnesota. And Minnesota, we got, Craig Bishop. We made some changes in Minnesota. We were able to have some effect. But in North Dakota,
not so much.
No.
So you said a change was made in Minnesota. Where's all the freedom? I mean, what's going on down there? How did Ron Paul do in Minnesota?
Well, now I understand that he does have the majority of the delegates there. So, I mean,
really?
I can see how that happens because it's an open place, right? So, but I wasn't at the convention, but they had their state convention at the same time. I'd be interested.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I think what JJ is doing, and he can tell us more about it tomorrow night with his After Ron Paul campaign, I think it's going to be really important to reach out to people like you, Conrad, who have been completely disabused of the idea that working within the Republican political system to change the party from the inside is somehow going to work, or change the Democrats from the inside, as the Democratic Liberty Caucus has been trying to do. These people have been banging their heads up against the political wall, hoping to have some sort of miracle happen. Need to realize that if you really want to be successful, you have to concentrate your activism in one place and come to New Hampshire. See ya. Thanks for the call. We're coming up. Free
Love
Talk
you
Live.
Guys.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here at Free You, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. And those features include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Talk about all various different things. And also get our show notes, of the prep stuff that we use on the air. We link to it for you over in the show notes section at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. with bitcoins. There are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anybody can download the free Bitcoin software and be using this new online internet currency in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees, without needing permission from any bank or government. You know, to learn how, get a visit, weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are changing the internet and changing the world. You want to have seen this video. Weusecoins.org.
So I had a Bitcoin experience today. I'll tell you about it in a moment.
Thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com.
So I had a Bitcoin experience today. I was informed, mailed to jail, by the way, mailtojail.com, great website. Derek J., I think it's worth mentioning. I didn't mention it last night. Derek J. is now on Mail to Jail.
Hooray!
So head over to mailtojail.com, and you can send Derek J. either a postcard or a letter through Mail to Jail. It will cost you nothing, although I would recommend you send a donation to Mail to Jail, because it's under new management. The creator of Mail to Jail has decided that he no longer wishes to handle that.
Stepping down.
He is stepping down, and Jay from the chat room, the Free Talk Live chat room, also known as Boner Joe, has stepped up to take over the operation. And so I'm excited. I'm glad it's under new management. New management means fresh ideas can be brought to the table. Maybe we'll see some exciting new changes coming to Mail to Jail. But as of right now, it still looks as it used to, and it still operates as it used to. And our friend Derek J is in jail, and our co-host on Tuesday nights is sitting in a jail cell right now until further notice. There's no immediate time that we know of when he'll be getting out. He's got several trials ahead of him, and so he may be in there for a little while. And getting mail in jail makes a huge difference. It's nice to know that people appreciate you and what you've done and are thinking about you and or, you know, sending you stuff to read, etc. You can do that through mailtojail.com. And I had suggested to Jay that he set up some contribution options on the site, because they used to be there, but again, he took them over. He didn't obviously want to have the contributions going to the old guy, so they'd been wiped off for several hours, and I said, hey, you should put something up there. So he did. And he put up something called Dwolla, D-W-O-L-L-A, and also a Bitcoin link, so two different ways to contribute. And I was looking at this Dwolla, I'm like, well, what is this thing? I've heard of it before. Maybe I should look into this. And I started trying to sign up for the account. I was like, ah, screw this. And I'd gone through, like, half the account set up, and then it was like, we need a bank account information. And at the point where the bank account was asked for, I was just like, bah, I don't really want to learn this about this Dwolla stuff. And I just went over to my Bitcoin client. I hit send, put in the address, and then boom, 20 Bitcoins was sent over to Mail to Jail.
Just that fast.
Just like that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So it's that easy.
I'd like to say about Mail to Jail, I think it's a great service, and I am much obliged to Mike Barsky for starting it and
he
running
did a great
it
job
and,
with
for
it.
A long time.
Several years.
Yeah, and I think it's great, and I'm immensely grateful to him for starting it and running it and sticking with it. And props to him for passing the torch, really.
This is one of the most important forms of activism, I think, that's going on right now. People, some will critique and say, you guys are always all about civil disobedience, and if you don't want to do civil disobedience, then you're not welcome up there. And that's nonsense. I don't know where that concept comes from, because most people I know up here are very welcoming towards anyone who's doing any kind of
activism. Most people aren't doing civil disobedience.
Right. But the people that are doing civil disobedience don't dislike people that don't. In fact, there are some really critical roles out there that absolutely don't involve being civilly disobedient, because if the guy who's running Mail to Jail gets put in jail, that's a real problem. You've got to have that person on the outside to handle situations and to help print out the letters, fold the letters, yep, stuff the envelopes. This is a very important task, because MailToJail.com allows anybody to send a letter to a liberty-minded person who is in jail, and without having to do all the grunt work of sending a letter. It really takes all the effort out of sending a letter, which makes it more likely for people to do it.
And it's mail-to-jail.
It's actually mail-to-jail.com. You can put dashes in if you'd like.
Okay.
The original URL was with the hyphens. Now there is also mail-to-jail.com.
Fantastic.
And that's thanks to Will Anderson, who managed to purchase MailToJail.com
right
from whoever used to own it and then donated it to Mike Barsky.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
I was not aware of that, so that's great news.
It is. and it's a great service. So I just wanted to point out that Mail to Jail is under new ownership, number one. Number two, Derek J. is on the site, so you can mail him through Mail to Jail now at mailtojail.com.
And the Bitcoins are easy to use.
And that Bitcoin, they are accepting Bitcoins now and Dwolla, and so you can send contributions in because stamps aren't cheap. And if a bunch of people send mail to jail, then it costs money. So that's why I send them 20 Bitcoins, which is about $100. So send whatever you can, because it all makes a difference. And actually, Jay is implementing a new system that kind of shows the costs that he's incurring. This is something that hadn't really been shown before
at
Mail
right.
to Jail. So he's kind of given folks a rundown of, well, here's what it costs for me to send a letter. It's X amount for the stamp. It's this amount for ink. It's this amount for paper, envelope, etc. And so hopefully we'll start to see more developments, and we'll certainly let you know as that happens. I'm glad to see that it's still in existence. It was a huge boon to me while I was in jail. Almost every single day, I had something come to me from mailtojail.com.
So do they put all the letters in separate envelopes, or do they put a bunch of them in the same one?
Yeah, that would be a good idea, right, to put it in the same envelope, but no, that never happened.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And I don't know. Yeah, that never happened. I wonder if they're going to implement that one, Mark. Maybe save a little bit of postage that way.
Seems like a good idea. I mean, get it up to an ounce.
As you say, he's in chat this evening, so maybe he'll take your suggestion to heart.
So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, by the way, I did get to see Derek J. today. Went to the jail with some other activists this afternoon.
This is our Tuesday night host, Derek J.
That's correct. And he's, he's doing as well as can be. The Cheshire County Jail is the Club Med of jails. It is certainly not the worst experience in the world as far as jails are concerned.
I certainly hope so for what they're charging the taxpayers for it.
It's a $40 million jail, and actually two of the visitation rooms were broken down, so it's already starting to deteriorate.
It had problems right out of the gate, as
I
recall.
It did. That's government for you. But it's not Tent City, so it's a much more it's a better jail than some of the jails out there. So he looked like he was doing well. He was definitely glad to see us. And, we talked to him about some important matters regarding his case and what to expect and, what's happening. And he's got the phone number here for the studio. There's a landline number here at the studio. And so hopefully we'll hear from him at some point on the air. I gave him the number today, and he said he was going to call in the afternoon to talk to us about further, because we only had a limited amount of time for the visitation. And he didn't call, so I don't know if that means that there was a lockdown or something like that. Rumor has it there was, and of course, if you're locked down, you can't get to the phones. So at some point, we will hear from Derek J., and he will update us on how he's doing and how things are on the inside. But as of now, he's in population, so he's in with other prisoners. He's no longer being segregated. So that's good. It's nice to be able to interact with people. 855-450-FREE. And he can receive visits, and those can go all day long here. So if you're in the New Hampshire area and you want to go and see Derek J., you can do that as well at the Cheshire County Jail. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Lots of stuff, all for free. freetalklive.com. And it's all thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can handle accounts receivable for your business. Whatever business line of work you got into, you probably didn't get into it in order to, you know, do billing and all that paperwork and stuff like that. SACL CAI can handle it for you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's top one of the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can support Free Talk Live by supporting businesses that do business with Free Talk Live.
All right, so we mentioned earlier in the show tonight a story, Nemi, that you wanted to share about Indianapolis. Actually, we're on the air in Indy tonight on WXNT. In Indianapolis, where a man was found naked in the streets of Indy, and he had an interesting explanation.
He sure did. This is today, as a matter of fact. A naked man in a public area told police he was nude for opposite day, according to an Indianapolis Metro Police Department report. Several people reported seeing the man wandering around Broad Ripple without clothing.
Broad Ripple?
I think it's the name of a street.
Must be.
I hope it's the name of a street.
It's strange.
Someone sounds like it could be related to being naked, but
Someone called police to report they saw a 19-year-old Leonard Federa walking down the street around 6:15 p.m. Officers found him in the 800 block of East Lava Rock Road after he was reportedly seen naked several blocks away near 65th Street and Westfield Boulevard, the report said. When police asked Fedora why he took a walk while naked, he offered a few responses. He said he wanted to be free, do what he wanted. And he also said that it was opposite day.
I love this
guy. Yeah. He also said it's opposite day. So, In that case,
take off your clothes.
In that case, the officer told Fedora, you are not going to jail for public indecency, according to the report. But then they arrested him on a preliminary charge of public indecency.
Oh, I guess because it's opposite day. That's
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, they're having themselves a little fun there.
Now, is that a misdemeanor, public indecency?
I don't know. Now, here in New Hampshire, it's not in public indecency or indecent exposure if women walk around naked, because genitalia under New Hampshire state law, women, breasts are not considered genitalia under the law,
mm-hmm.
and everything else is not visible to the eye. Everything is internal. However, if you are a guy, you can't just drop your pants and walk around because your stuff is
really?
On the outside. That's true. Now, I did like a couple other interesting
what?
Bits of nudity information over in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Hold on a second.
Oh, we're backing up the truck here.
Wait a minute. You're saying that this is interesting because I'd never heard this before. Now, we had this issue come up to some extent when a young lady a few years ago in Keene walked down
yeah.
the street without her top on. She also was open carrying, so she was strapped and strapless.
Topless yep. mama.
And so she was arrested for that. The police actually turned her loose after the arrest with an apology.
That's right.
Which is rare. You hardly ever get apologies from the police. But this is sometime they actually admitted they were wrong, which is very unusual. But, you know, obviously the issue of full nude never came up in that particular discussion.
Yep.
And it made sense, like, well, if men are allowed to be topless, then women should be allowed to be topless. It seems like a real equality
right.
issue.
Breasts are not genitalia under New Hampshire state law.
And you're saying that because women's reproductive parts are internal,
mm-hmm.
therefore
they're genitalia as defined by state law.
So the clitoris, the hood, all that stuff, that's mm-hmm. not genitalia.
That is. It's just in, it's not in full view. So if someone's just walking down the street, buck naked, and isn't like hanging it out to kids down at the corner school, then it's not public indecency.
But because the lips are not genitalia is the idea. I mean, those are there's something's going to be in view if you're walking naked as a woman down the street. Okay, something that many
not
people
if you're sporting a full bush.
I see what you're saying.
Are we really going to get into technicalities here? I suppose we should.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm afraid you brought up technicalities.
Well,
sure. I'm not going to go out and do it myself. It's just a matter of public service.
So wait. Go ahead.
But that is the truth because your genitalia as men are technically outside and visible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk around naked, but a woman can. Because hers, as Mark so succinctly pointed out, isn't necessarily visible.
If she has pubic hair.
Okay.
It can't be visible. How's that, buddy? It can't
right.
be visible.
Okay, got it.
Got it? Now, I have a couple other interesting nudity tidbits for you from our neighboring state of Vermont.
Where it's completely legal to be naked.
No, it's certainly not. In fact, a few years ago, Brattleboro, which is our sister city on the other side of the Connecticut River, it's mm-hmm. about half an hour from here, they passed a city ordinance where you could not be naked on Main Street between the months of, I believe it was March and November. So they had folks who were walking around downtown naked.
Right.
So creatively, they passed an ordinance that said you can't be naked in the business district between March and November. So if you wanted to strip down buck naked in December, that's totally up to you, and you are welcome to do it.
Well, I would
but
like to
that
point
expire?
Out...
I believe it did.
I thought it had an expiration on it, too. But I'd like to point out that they didn't pass the law until somebody took it too far. Like, there were people hanging out, mostly young males, because it's difficult to get young females to hang out naked.
Right.
But mostly young males, a couple of young females, hanging out naked on Main Street in Brattleboro, Vermont.
What's wrong with
until,
that?
Wait a second. Until somebody took it too far. Somebody brings out, like, a big beatbox, a big boom box, sets it down, and then begins to gyrate. And move about completely
naked. Really? Is
that
really what happened?
Yes, I'm telling you what happened. In one of the park right there on Main Street. Oh, for everybody to see walking down the street. I mean, this is
in
no way.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Wait a minute. How can they? Okay, so they passed this ordinance.
It's scandalous. That's what's wrong with
it. Went away. The ordinance expired, as I understand it. So how is it that you're saying it's illegal in Vermont? Did they pass a state law?
No, this is a Brattleboro city ordinance, and I'm not
sure
whether
it's legal in Vermont.
It's still in effect or not.
You shouldn't take any of your naked law advice from
now,
Free Talk Live.
This is not a legal show. We're not lawyers.
No, it's
not
never
legal,
legal
advice.
Now, in Burlington, my understanding is it is legal to be outside naked. However, it is not legal to go outside and take your clothes off. So you can,
that could be considered tantalizing
or
something.
You can go outside while naked, but you can't go outside while clothed and take your clothes off in Burlington.
Could I go in a phone booth and take my clothes off and then...
Because that happens. Because there's phone booths.
All the time. Right. Yeah, still. It's the Clark Kent of Burlington.
God.
The opposite day, Clark Kent.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So let's go to Kevin, who's in Indianapolis. Again, that's where the story originated here. This naked guy who said that it was opposite day, so he was going to be naked. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on Free Talk Live.
I actually work in the Broad Ripple area. It's a little hamlet that's turned into now pretty much there's a high school there called Broad Ripple, and it's Broad Ripple Avenue. But there's like 85 bars. It's like Bourbon Street is to Nolan. So... and then, of course, we have our downtown, which is huge. But this is about 6 to 8 miles outside of Indianapolis on the north, slightly northeast. And it was also the place where last year our punter for the Colts, his name was Pat McAfee, he had a little bit too much to drink, and he ended up in the canal. And the
oh, my.
Arrested him. But, see, there's so much drinking and alcohol, and there's also, unfortunately, a lot of drugs in the area. And there are some homeless people. There's a couple of rehab places. And I believe the gentleman that you're talking about was mentally ill.
What were the first two reasons, Nemi, that he was naked? There were three reasons,
he said, let's see, he wanted to be free.
That doesn't sound mentally ill to me.
None of this sounds mentally ill to Ian. I'd like to point that out.
Well, it doesn't sound mentally ill to me necessarily either. But the caller brings up an interesting point with the bars. I did wonder if the guy was drunk.
What time of day was this?
6:15 p.m.
He's one of the homeless guys that runs around there all the time and goes up and bums money and... He just had a little bit too much, didn't take his meds. And,
are you speculating, or do you know for a fact?
No, I know who the guy is.
Okay, I got you.
I know who the guy is.
So the second reason is to do what he wanted, and then the third was that it was opposite day. Now, I'd also like to speak to the local crazies. We have a gentleman here in town who, when he's unmedicated, will go out on Main Street and swear at traffic. So it's quite possible.
Is that the King of Keene?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the wall of smell right there.
Hey, Kevin, if you've got more, you can stick with us and bring it back. 855-450-FREE. More about the naked guy and being naked in public. I say, leave the dude alone. Who's he harming? 1-855-453. Who's a victim? It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low, and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-453. Moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there. You can enjoy them. And if you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You send that money in with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast forum. Get all the details. Get signed up, and it makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. I really can't express how important the AMP program is. I mean, we talk about it so regularly that maybe people are used to hearing about it, and so it doesn't really make an impact anymore. In fact, if you look at the statistics of the AMP program, it's slowly sliding down over time.
It has been a tough economy, but things are picking up, too.
It has been tough, but it hasn't picked up for AMP, I can tell you that, because things have kind of been slowly going down, very slowly, and it was interesting. I actually looked back at all of, because I have a list of everybody who's been on AMP in the past. We've had the AMP program for something like 6 years on this program now. And if everyone who had AMPed at one time were still AMPing today, we would have met our $10,000 a month goal. But it's not that way. People come, they go, and that's fine. Everybody's got their right time when it's right for them to support this program.
Sure.
Some people move on, or some people have to cut back their budgets, and I totally understand. Which is one of the reasons why we try to keep it as low as possible, as far as $3 a month. If you've never amped the show before, then do consider sending us the $3 a month and getting the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference.
Who do you think the AMP program is really for?
Are you asking me that question? Who is it really for?
Who's it for? Who are the people that who are the right people for the AMP program?
People that really enjoy this program and like the fact that we give away all the features on the website, for instance. Like a lot of talk shows charge for their websites, where you want to go and download years worth of the archives, they're all there for you.
People who feel gratitude for Free Talk Live having a different model than most talk shows.
The freemium model, as it's called.
The freemium model.
Putting it out there, putting it all out there out front, and then asking on the back end, hey, if you like us, send in that $3 a month.
See the effort continue.
And I'll give you a tangible example example of how this stuff makes a difference. The money from the AMP program goes to various different areas, and in fact, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, it outlines some of the ways that the money is spent, like doing internet advertising, advertising the show to the industry, via like Talkers Magazine, etc. There's a lot of promotional dollars involved, but there's also money that helps us get stations on board. So, like, if we have to get a satellite receiver for a station, there's a new station that may be coming on in South Florida that may need a receiver in order to come on board with us. And so that money's got to come from somewhere. The AMP program can help make that happen. Because, again, the idea is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, getting us on more stations and bringing more listeners to the program. And so buying a receiver for a station is one thing. But a recent real big success story that we had, and it's harder to get bigger success stories than this, is that we added New York City. That's the number one market.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And that's a huge deal. Even though it's Sunday morning at 5 a.m. and only an hour, it's still a foot in the door. It's a chance to have more down the line. And it still lets us claim that we're on in New York City. And it's not like some rimshot station, as they're called, like a station that's kind of out of New York, but their signal cuts into New York. No. It's a proper transmitter in New York City. It's WWRL, New York's Progressive Talk.
That was the one that used to be Air America.
Correct. And so it's, you know, it's a big station. Call letters within the industry are well known, etc. So this is a big deal for us. Well, how did that happen? It wasn't just because I randomly called up WWRL and got the program director to take my call. It happened to be that we've been going to these Talkers Magazine conventions for the last several years. And it's a once-a-year convention, although now they're doing two per year as of this year. But previously to this year, it was once a year in New York City during the summertime. Mark, you and I would go down there, and we, you know, schmooze it up with the big wigs of the business. And
that's right.
After a couple of years, two, 3 years of doing these conventions, I was finally invited to be on a panel at Talkers. Or give a speech. I don't remember if it was a panel first and speech the second year. But basically every year for the last few years at Talkers, you or I, Mark, have been on either a panel or given a speech.
That's correct.
And one of the years doing the panel, I was on a programming panel, and I was sitting next to the program director from WWRL.
That can't hurt, right?
It can't hurt. Exactly. So you know, I had the chance to meet him in person. And so, therefore, when I followed up with a phone call after the convention, he was more likely to remember who I was.
Absolutely. You sat with a guy, you talked to the guy.
Yeah. And so the AMP program
are paid for by AMP.
Right. The AMP program pays for us to go to those conventions.
I'd also like to say that the AMP program's for people who really support the ideas of liberty, want to see the ideas of liberty propagated in New Hampshire, around the country, and around the world. Because one of the ways to do that is, no matter what your ideas is education. And Free Talk Live brings that first bit of liberty-oriented education to many, many people. It introduces the ideas of liberty to those people. So if you believe in the ideas of liberty, I think that your, let's see, $3 a month, your 36 annual dollars of donations are probably best spent with Free Talk Live, which is on more than 100 radio stations and growing in the United States, than, say, any other thing you can do with
right.
it. I mean, the Ron Paul campaign, what can they do with $36? I'm not saying I haven't donated to the Ron Paul campaign.
I have.
I donated to the Gary Johnson campaign. But I'm just saying, where can your liberty dollars start to do the most? And I'd say that that's Free Talk Live in the first place. Secondly, people who listen to the podcast and don't like recorded ads. You know, there's a lot of people that have said that that's one of the reasons that they started amping. And so you've got three different reasons.
Because the AMP podcast doesn't have the recorded ads, is what you're saying.
Right. The AMP podcast does not have recorded ads, whereas the regular podcast does. And so, you know, people that appreciate the Free Talk Live is offering a different model, a whole new paradigm in talk radio as far as the way we provide the service to the listener. People that believe in the ideas of liberty strongly enough to donate money anywhere in the liberty movement probably should consider Free Talk Live. And people who don't like commercials on the AMP podcast.
Good one, Mark. Good pitch.
Also, people who listen on the radio, we have it is a deal once we make our certain point that we're going to take another minute per hour off of the show. Is that
still part of the deal?
I'd have to look through it, but I remember we were going to do it at one point. Maybe we've gotten to the point that we did it. I don't remember. Maybe
we did take a minute of commercials out of the show while back. I don't think that's on the pitch page right now. The plan has sort of changed over the years.
Okay.
Right now, we're very competitive with the rest of the industry.
Yeah.
We've reduced our network commercials, and it's because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. So I think that it's important to point out the AMP program dollars sent us to those radio conventions that help us make connections with people in the business, that help get Free Talk Live on in New York City.
Yay!
And when Free Talk Live is on in New York City, there are other stations that look at that and say, oh, well, they're on in New York City. I should add them to my station. It's just the way this business is.
Monkey see, monkey do business.
The big stations make a decision. Little stations are more likely to follow along. Now, that's not to say it's always like that. Obviously, New York never would have taken us had it not been for a bunch of smaller market stations having the courage to add an unproven show. So I certainly appreciate every station, no matter how small the marketplace and how small the station. That's why I make the phone calls to everybody. I'll call, Tioga, North Dakota, and I'll call New York City, and we'll make it happen. And the AMP program helps us do that. It's so important. AMP.freetalklive.com. So I hope that clears it up. And by the way, there's one other important point, and that is that $3 a month today goes further than $3 a month did 5 years ago. And what I mean when I say that is for the money that we are spending on AMP 5 years ago, we're getting more. We're spending, actually, this is not our peak, right? I said the AMP dollars have been going down over time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make us that much less competitive because, well, we can do better. We're more renowned in the industry. More people have heard of Free Talk Live. I'm not starting from zero when I'm calling some program directors, although that said, I still call a lot of stations and they've never heard of us before in their lives. Free Talk Live. And that's because we don't have a multi-million dollar ad budget. We don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on this stuff.
You can advertise in the main magazine of the talk radio industry for 5 years more than that, consistently every other month, and somebody who runs a talk station hasn't heard of you.
It's true. In fact, probably most stations I call still haven't heard of Free Talk Live, but every now and then there are people that have. But either way, putting us out there with these these AMP dollars helps us, and so thanks in advance. If you are going to AMP us over at amp.freetalklive.com, makes a huge difference, and obviously we don't stop down to really pimp AMP too hard very often these days, so appreciate you listening. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, you too.
All right, back good tomorrow show night. You can join us online in the meantime, because we're always there, over at freetalklive.com.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is
as a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.